I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We have discovered that Jeff has a super power.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Well,
sounds cool.
Even he doesn't know.
Jeff's superpower is if you call us right now and you tell us what your email address is.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff can pretty much give you a psychoanalysis or pretty much guess what you do for a living, how much you make, and make some very general statements about you that are right on.
It's true.
It's like... it's email psychic ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, I don't want to take too much credit for it because I think we all have the ability. It's like, but we just haven't tapped into it, you know, and we haven't learned how. So
You've really channeled.
This will be an educational.
Okay.
You know, and there's two clues. There's the, and in the industry, we call it the pre-at and post-at.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-at symbol is the, you know, is the beginning.
The identifier.
Is the name that you pick for yourself.
Skanky Wendy.
Right. So
yeah.
Skanky
How'd
Wendy.
You know?
I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay. Right, right.
But those are so that right there tells a lot. And then the post at, what happens after the at symbol also speaks volumes.
Skanky Wendy at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like AOL, I mean, is
wow.
is cool, but it's a little bit dated, you know, so I'll make a judgment based on the AOL address,
right?
You know, or like Hotmail and Yahoo, those say, but then you have to take other things into account, like your age and whatnot. If you're 18 years old and you're Skanky Wendy at Hotmail.com, God bless you. You're right where you should be. If you're 36 and your name's not Wendy, your name's David, well, then I can make a big judgment on you.
Is it a judgment or is it a psychic ability that their entire life unfolds in front of you when you see the email address?
I think it's a little bit of both. Because, I mean, we all judge people based on their email address. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Yes,
don't we
do, Melissa69.
404-741-Q100. Good morning, Charlotte. You are on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
Hmm. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every morning on my way to work.
Thank you very much.
CKerbo at cbbuller.com.
Now, tell me the last half of that again.
CBBullard.com.
And is that one of your many companies?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's one that I can't give out my personal.
Okay,
too personal.
And are these all companies that you own?
No.
Okay, so these are all places, so you have a different email address for every place that you work?
Yes.
Okay, well, someday you'll make over 40,000 emails.
Wow, okay.
See?
You wowed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck. I mean,
that was a tough one to start with.
Yeah, keep going on, and I think you'd be able. No, I mean, I think it speaks volumes that if you have multiple email addresses at multiple companies, I think that shows a lack of commitment and a lack of drive. And I think what you need to do is
having
really
a whole bunch of jobs is a lack of drive.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you? I would think it means the opposite,
right?
But you guys don't have the ability.
Well, wouldn't a lack of
your superhero
wouldn't
power.
A lack of drive being only having one job or no job at all?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I don't have the gift of cynicism.
Of reason.
Yeah. So, all right, good luck with that.
Hey, Chris, you're on Q100.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
Yep.
Your turn.
Turn down your radio, dude.
I'm sorry?
Turn the radio down.
Okay,
it's just
sorry.
You, it's just you and us, man, right here. It's you and me. We're looking in each other's eyes right now.
Okay, dude. What's up?
Hey.
I got nothing667 at Comcast.net.
nothing667 at Comcast, Jeff.
Okay, the post at tells me, one, that Carl is screening calls because it's a Comcast address.
But Carl doesn't have any drive because that's two jobs he has.
But the Comcast tells me that you change your email address frequently. You're not very organized, and you don't really need to keep in touch with people for a long period of time, because a Comcast.net address, that's that domain goes with the email service that you have. It's the same as what do you call it? Like a BellSouth.net, and you know, that type of thing. So you don't really have the intention of staying in touch with people
for
a long time. You probably have a lot of collectors contacting you, and you may be wanted by the law. The fact that you're nothing667 shows me that you want to be a rebel. And but really, all that translates to is a lack of motivation, and you probably have a half-finished tattoo.
What about when he was born? Does the number correlate?
Nah, not at all.
Did he nail that?
Nah, not at all. I've had that email address for years and years.
Yeah, well, you know what? Why don't you think about what I said?
It's a John Edwards move right there, John Edwards move. Why don't you go ahead, think about it for a while, and then you'll realize I'm right and you're wrong.
Right.
Much like a game against the deadly animals, I think line one is a gimme.
Oh, yeah, that's a slam dunk.
Back off the deadly animals. We won last night.
Two bunch of people dressed like the Pope.
Yeah.
They were wearing wigs.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey there.
Hi, you're on with the great dollar.
Not dollar E. Can I have your pre-at and post-at?
Well, am I supposed to say the whole thing? It's itty-bitty kitty. Hotmail.com.
Itty-bitty kitty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now I'd like to start off before analyzing you.
I would
just like to tell you, for safety reasons, take the wall of Beanie Babies out of the back windshield of your car. If you could do that. That would be great.
It's from a Barney song. I've had it for over 10 years.
That's great, Michelle. And just so you know, you're an adult, and the Care Bear t-shirt isn't cute anymore. Okay? Thank you for calling. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And her explanation didn't really help her very much.
Did she say
that was a Barney song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And she's had it for a long time.
Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
Goodness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jeff, this is a tough one.
Okay.
Platinum underscore B card at Yahoo.
The Yahoo thing is coming up a lot. And I guess, I don't know. I mean, it was Yahoo Gmail before Gmail was Yahoo? You know what I mean? Like, Yahoo the old cool one? I thought we'd get a ton of AOLs, but the Yahoo. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that, but I'm going to tell you, being on platinum B card means you really you want to be rich. If you want to have a lot of money and you want to pretend that you roll that way, I think if I were you, I would get off the phone with us and call Clark Howard and work on that credit card debt, because that's no way to go in the future. You know what I mean? Like, you need to tackle that. You need to handle that. You have to stop renting. You have to start owning. Give your furniture back to Aaron's and finance it through, you know, Rooms to Go or something. Pay to own, not pay to live.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. We're in the feel-good business.
Thank you very much.
What does the underscore indicate to you?
She's a day shift dancer.
What?
Women with an underscore in their name most likely are working the day shift to Tattletales on Monday or Tuesday.
Good morning, Mandy. You're on Q100.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd love Jeff to do mine, because this is so funny.
Do her, Jeff.
Mine is skinnurse1977 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, hey, welcome to your 30s. And thank you for using your email address to let us all know that you're 31. That's cool.
Love it.
Because we were all wondering.
I know.
The Gmail, I'm not going to dispute, because I use Gmail. It's really great for convenient and, you know, searching and whatever. And I like the fact that if I was to meet you out and put your email address into my, you know, system, either my BlackBerry or save it in Gmail or something, I would know that if I ever had eczema and I wanted a 31-year-old person to look at it, I would know exactly who to call.
That's hot. Love it.
So is advertising your dermatology skills. Nothing says she's going to put out like knowing that she's a dermatologist.
Good morning, Nancy. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Sista Smudge at Yahoo.
Can you spell that?
S-I-S-T-A. Smudge.
Sista right. Smudge.
Well, I think the most telling part of this email address is the hip abbreviation of the word sister. Because you're not, you know, a somebody who colors within the lines. You're a rebel, you know, and you're like, hey, what could make me hip and cool like my hero Queen Latifah? And I'll tell you what it is. It's taking the ER off a sister and making it an A. And then
it also indicates what part of the country I'm from.
Ohio. And and then the smudge doesn't, I mean, you're like, what's a cool word that goes, because I've already decided on sister, because I'm down with that, cousin. So what sounds good with that? Sister mud puddle? No. Sister gravy? No. Sister smudge? Oh, yeah, that's rebellious. I'm going to go on Yahoo right now and see if there's, because I'm not afraid. I'll be Sister Smudge 99 if Sister Smudge is taken. So congratulations on living a life of rebellion.
All right, one more.
No, keep going. Funny.
Good morning, Lisa. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
Okay, it's lovesilverbullet@yahoo.com.
Oh, my God.
Lovesilverbullet.
Hello.
At yahoo.com.
I wonder who took that one.
I'll email you later, and we'll talk privately about that.
That works.
No, I'm serious. I'll email her later.
No, I'm saying, okay, that works. No, I'm kidding.
Is that a Coors Light thing, or is it more of a sexual thing?
It's not a Coors Light thing.
Okay.
Okay.
I think the name really speaks for itself, and there's no definition
needed
on this one.
Is there one in your car right now?
Excuse me?
Is there one in your car right now?
Not today, no.
But
not
you have.
Today.
No.
But you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
She's got a long commute.
You know what I do? I have an hour commute, so, hey.
An hour with that thing? You must be like Employee of the Month every single month.
And you know, the fact that you have given your email address out on the air is going to ensure you a bevy of creepy guys sending you pictures of their junk within the hour.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No